On January 7th, 1835, King Leopold I of the brand new nation of Belgium signed a decree to honor the memory of the Belgians who had made a contribution to the glory of their homeland. The first person to qualify for this honor, as you would have guessed, was Pieter Paul Rubens.
My name is Pietro Paolo Rubens, and today I will take you on a walk through my city. Antwerp is my city indeed. Here I spent most of my life, got my education, and built up my name and reputation. It is uncertainty that I was born in 1577, Siegen in Germany, or Antwerp still the subject of debate. The birth date of June 28 may be correct, due to the custom to baptize the youngest children of the family after the saint of the day. Therefore, I carry the double first name of the Apostle Peter and Paul, celebrated on June 29. I grew up and followed primary school in Cologne, Germany, until I was 12. So that city too is a special place for me. If you visit St. Peter's Church, you can still see the tombstone of my father Jan. After our return to Antwerp at 12, I studied Latin in the cathedral school. And later on, I had no less than 3 masters who taught me the noble craft of painting. My teacher Otto van Veen advised me to go to Italy. I stayed and painted there for 8 years. In December 1608, I was back here in Antwerp. I still like Italy so much that I sign my letters with first names in Italian, Pietro Paolo. If you want proof of my true European identity, I worked in Mantua at the service of the Duke Vincenzo Gonzaga. In Madrid, it was King Philip IV. In Paris, I served Queen Maria de' Medici. In London, it was King Charles I. And in Brussels, I often worked for Archdukes Albert and Isabella. I will take you to the places where I have lived and worked. Along the way, we will meet my esteemed teacher Otto van Veen. Later on, we'll meet Antonie van Dijk, as well as my deeply regretted first wife, Isabella Brandt. And not to forget, of course, my dearest darling, Helena Fourmont, my second wife. And now and then we shall pretend with a wink that events of the past are still happening today. Just think of today's street map. Even before Belgian independence, 2 of the Antwerp's gays have been given the names of Jordaens and Van Dijk. From 1830 onwards, it was the young state of Belgium and the growing city of Antwerp that honored the glorious past with their name-giving around the city park.